Hey, you're listening to She's Trying to Get By, the podcast about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with being a young adult. We're your host, Alexis.
And I'm Jalen.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about self-love.
Self-love.
Love.
Happy Valentine's Day. Well, this is coming out way after Valentine's Day, but we're recording on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Valentine's Day? How do you feel as a single?
Thanks.
As a single woman.
As a single, what are you doing today?
What are you doing?
I mean, it's just a normal day to me.
Another day?
Just another day. I mean, I thought about... I don't know, getting like some Valentine nails or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the theme is cute. Like, I love the whole pink, red, and hearts type of thing. Cute.
You should go today and pamper yourself.
I don't think I have time for that. But I should.
You should make some time for yourself to get pampered and feel cute.
Maybe.
Just an hour. It's just gonna take an hour.
You're right. Maybe just an hour, because to me, this is like any other day, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I was with somebody, it would be definitely different, because I do want to do something just for fun.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not even celebrating today.
Shut up. You're not doing anything?
Like, I'm doing something for him today, but like our official celebration is going to be like tomorrow.
Oh, is it because of like work or school or something?
Because of like, no, he just like could not find reservations today.
Well, that's hard. Everyone like did it way in advance, I'm assuming.
Like, he even booked like 2 weeks ago and it was booked out. I was like, what the heck? Because like, I've been single for so long. I didn't know, like, I knew Valentine's Day was such a big thing, but I didn't know like restaurants had no reservations.
That sucks. Like,
what?
Oh my God. Then what's ever... Then what do other people do if they like...
I don't know.
They didn't get to reserve in time. What the hell?
Like, the movies are booked up too. Not the late, not the late movies, but like the earlier evening. I don't know. If I had like my own spot, I would definitely throw a Galentine's Day party like the weekend before.
Yeah, that's so cute. Yeah. That's so cute.
I really want to do that, but like, it's just not like practical when you're not in your own space, because you can't do it the way you want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But one day.
How does it feel being in a relationship after being single for how many years?
My whole life, basically.
Shut up. No, since like high school.
Since high school, yeah. Honestly.
Like, what has changed? So you, last time you were in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I know you were like basically a kid, but like, how are things different? And like, how was the journey from then to now?
It's honestly so much more peaceful.
That's so good.
Yeah, like my boyfriend brings me so much peace, and I'm definitely at a state where I'm more mature, and like I don't want to argue about every little thing, and we like our communication is really good. I don't know. I feel like when you're finally in something that's worth like fighting for, it just makes it so much easier to like get through the rough patches, or like, you know, I don't know. And I feel like it's better now because I'm like 21. I have more freedom. I could go when I want, like without anybody being like, where are you going? Like, I could openly tell like my family that I'm in a relationship. Like, there's no secret. There's no hiding. So it's just like so much more peaceful in like all aspects.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, like it's good. But honestly, you have to be strong, because you don't... Sometimes you could lose yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like in a negative way, but sometimes like when you meet that person you just want to spend all your time with, you kind of like... stop spending time for yourself, which actually perfectly leads into like our topic for today. And what I've been noticing is like, I just want to like start dating myself. Like, I even told my boyfriend that, like, I want to start dating myself again. Like,
yeah,
you know, like talking to myself, taking myself out, relearning and unlearning things I like and I don't like. I think that's very important when you're in a relationship, to keep like, to stay grounded and like be true to who you are still.
100%. Yeah, I think I'm definitely like that. I think you can also relate. I get, when I like somebody, I get so involved in their life.
Yeah.
And I want them, like, attached to the hip with me.
Yeah. It's hard.
And then you start to, like you said, lose yourself.
Yeah.
And then it just feels weird when you're, like, alone. Mm-hmm. Or, like, sometimes it feels like a breath of fresh air when you get, like, alone time to yourself, even for a day.
Yeah, it does.
You're like, this is how it used to be.
Yeah, that was, like, my biggest fear. Like, that's why 2020, I was like, I'm going to be, sorry, 2022, I was like, I'm going to be single. Yeah, that didn't happen. But, because I just knew, like, I had so much I wanted to focus on, and I knew that, like, once I got into a relationship, like, I know how I am. Like, I want to be around that person 24/7, talk to them. I'll stop doing the things that I promised myself because I want to talk to them or see them. So that's why I didn't want to get in a relationship. But as time went on, like, we kind of, like, learned, like, we spoke about it, and we're like, we both have really big ambitions. We both have things that we need to do. We work, we're in school. So, like, there's going to be times where we just need to focus on ourselves. Like, doesn't mean we're not going to talk to each other.
Yeah.
It may just mean, like, hanging up the phone an extra hour early so I could get in my devotion, or I could get in my time with my sister, or whatever it is. And obviously, it's, like, a work in progress, but
I think you got lucky that you found someone who really understands the importance of alone time.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
My problem is that oh my gosh, this reminds me of a boundaries episode where I'll be spending so much time with someone and I love it, but at the same time, I think I can feel myself getting a little bit drained in a way because of not just like they're draining me, but like my social battery's drained and like I want to recharge in my alone time. But I never know. I'm like too scared to say it out loud. As if like it's gonna lead to like a fight or like, you know, they're gonna feel unwanted or like get mad, but like I'm always so bad at that.
Yeah.
Do you still struggle with that?
No. I'm just so open. Like, I just say whatever. Like,
as you should. As you should.
I'll just be like, yeah, okay, I gotta go. I can't talk right now. Can't talk anymore. Like, I just need a second.
Yeah. But, like, actually, you know you're good at that. You also do that with, like, me sometimes.
Yeah. And I'll just be like, okay, I'll talk to you later. And I'm like, okay.
But it's just to be like, love you, gotta go.
Yeah, love you, gotta go. Sometimes it's hard, though, because, like, you know, like, you want to be on the phone or you want their, like, presence. Or sometimes I'll just literally, like, be there in silence. But then sometimes I'm like, your presence, like, I just need to be completely alone.
Yeah.
It's not very often, but, like, you know.
Well, what are the ways that you plan on dating yourself again?
You know this, JJ, when I took myself to the Batman movie, when I went to VIP.
Wait, I want to do that. I still have to do that.
Yes.
I haven't gone to the movies alone in, like, a while. Especially, I've never been to a VIP in so long. I mean, what am I talking about? I haven't been to a VIP alone.
Alone, yeah. So I'm thinking, like, you know what? I asked my boyfriend to watch Magic Mike with me, and he said no. So I'm like, why would I wait on him? I should just go.
Wait. You know? You're going to watch Magic Mike alone in theater? Do it. Probably. Do it. Oh, my God.
I feel like it would be so fun. Like, you know, just have my popcorn.
That's so fun. I'm going to do the same thing, actually.
Yeah, do it. Like, it was the best. You just see all these couples walking by, and you're like, well, I'm here by myself, and I'm okay with it. I'm having fun. I have my burger, and my fries, and my drink. And what? Like, you know, it's just so, like, liberating. And once you do it, you leave, you're like, wow. I just watched a whole 2-hour movie by myself and I didn't care. So I just want to do things like that and like coffee dates or like go to like a little like restaurant and get like a cocktail and some appetizers and just sit with me and my thoughts, no phone, maybe bring like a notebook and start writing down how I'm feeling, my ambitions, what's changed in my life, just like really getting to know myself again. Like, I feel like I know myself, but I also feel like so much about me has changed. I'm also trying to like figure out, is it a negative thing or if it's a positive thing, or like should I keep looking back on like the younger me and being like, why isn't she as like talkative or like loud and like just free? Or is it like, is it because I'm growing up, or is it because like I lost that part of myself? Like, that's the battle where I'm at right now. So I just want to like relearn myself and like figure myself out.
The younger you was much different to you now.
Yeah. I want to say in some aspects, and like there's some things that like, or there's some characteristics that I had when I was younger, and I'm just like, wait, where did that go? And when did it go? And why did it go? You
Oh,
know?
but you know what? I mean, I hate to make this sound cliche, but that's just life, 'cause you're just always changing.
Yeah. And like I know that, but it's just like the characteristics, they were so good. Like I was just like,
I think about that too. I'm like, I used to be so determined, and
yeah.
I still am quite ambitious, but like mine was like over 100 when I was
Yeah,
younger.
same.
And there's just certain things about me where I was like, I think I used to be so smart. I
Yeah.
used to be so this. And it's like, I'm not exactly like that anymore, which is
Yeah.
sad. But I think that person that you were, it's still you.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've kind of adapted to a different lifestyle. Obviously, your life now, it's completely different to what you were back then.
And then it's like, do you often like question yourself, like, okay, is it because like the stage of life that we're in, like with school and work, like that's kind of really all you could focus on. You don't really have time to like, you know, think about like your personal preferences and like what you want to do. It's basically like you're just doing everything you could do to get through school. Like, so it's like, is my like, did I just adapt to that environment? And then like maybe when I'm out of school, it will be like a different thing. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I think, I mean, yes, you are adapting to this, I guess, fast-paced lifestyle. And you're kind of, we tend to get out of tune with our own interests and passions. And it sucks. But I
Yeah.
think it's, you have to make the effort to somehow keep that in your life, even for just a few moments in a day. It's hard. That's why people, they get so sucked into this like hustler 9-to-5 type of life, and it's
Yeah.
so exhausting, and it
So
kind of drains
exhausting.
you, and it makes you see life as like black and white,
Yeah.
and it sucks.
Like, it's horrible. Like, I just want life to be a long vacation. Like, you just saying 9 to 5, like, just literally shut my brain off.
It doesn't have to
It
be.
doesn't have to be. It's not gonna be for us. We're not
No.
gonna live that life.
Because once you start feeling it, and like you'll feel it. Like there's times during the school year where I feel it, and I'm like, God, my life is going so fast, and I hate that I have so many responsibilities. But I'm like, oh, I want to do this. I want to spend time doing this by myself. I want to get back into my passions.
Yeah.
It's hard to do it, but I think if you somehow fit that into your week, your day, you'll start to see your life less black and white anymore.
Yeah. And so, how do you do that? Like, what do you implement in your life to make sure that you're still loving yourself and doing things that you care about?
Luckily, I can catch when I'm like starting to slip away from like the passions and joys of life. Like I noticed recently it's been like that for me, where I'm just so caught in the loop of school, and it's like so stressful. Me and you were just talking about how the semester has been crazy for some reason, how we've been having to submit something like every single week, and it's crazy. And yeah, I've been like stressed out lately, and I was like, oh, but I want to make more time for like relaxing, reading, watching movies again. Probably like getting into music like I was. And I'm like, well, why can't I just do it? But I can't do it because I have school. And I think, like I said before, you just have to find that time, find the time somehow, even for just a moment. Because of like phone usage and like, I guess procrastinating, like I notice I procrastinate a lot and like go on my phone or go on like YouTube on my laptop. But I was like, well, that's not what I'm like, what I love to do, but I'm just doing it to pass time or getting it. I'm just doing that to distract myself. I was like, why not? I started having this mindset, like, why not read my book? Why not watch a movie, like do something that I enjoy that I normally would enjoy instead of going on my phone checking social media, because that just feels like it's gonna rot my brain, or like that's just kind of like fry my brain up, like using that time to go on my phone. I was like, why don't I just do something that I enjoy during that time?
I was thinking about that on the train ride here today, actually, because lately I've been, instead of going on my phone first thing in the morning, I've just been laying down and just like letting my thoughts run
Yes,
wild.
that's yeah. Highly recommend that.
Highly recommend. Like, I feel like, okay, like I'll do that. Like, no, I just feel like it wasn't happening enough in my life. Like, I remember, like, in elementary school, I literally, before bed, I would just like love that feeling because I'm like, yes, I get to think. Like, I get to just think of scenarios. I get to just like let my brain run wild. And I've realized I haven't been doing that for a while. So it's like, you know what? Instead of going on my phone, which is doing nothing for me, in the morning, I'm just gonna let my brain think. So when I was on the train, I was like, you know what? Why scroll through Instagram? Like, you know, I'm just gonna look out the window, enjoy the scenery, and just like think about everything that I have to get done. Just let my brain run wild. And it's honestly so like peaceful. And like sometimes like it'll bring up things that you didn't even remember you need to do. Or like tasks that you forgot or memories that you forgot. And it's honestly so freeing when you do that.
Practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness.
Yeah, for sure. So that's definitely a form of self-love as well.
Just being present and like being grateful for what's in front of you and what you have around you.
Exactly.
No, for real. Like that will instantly make you feel much more happier. Just, I think one thing I do in the morning sometimes, if I remember, is like I'll try not to, I'll try to avoid using my phone right away, but like you said, like letting my thoughts run, but instead think like, oh, I'm so grateful that it's sunny right now and that I had enough sleep and I'm able to breathe deeply, and I'm like, oh, I can have a sip of water, because and I'm gonna feel much better after that sip of water. And then just being present in the moment, being like, wow, this is my life's actually not terrible.
No, honestly, being present, showing up in your life, showing up for yourself, and even on the days when you don't feel the best, or even on the days when like you woke up and you're like, wow, this is a great day, and then reality hits, like don't let that stop you from, you know, still being thankful. Find at least one thing to be grateful for in your day. And what I do honestly is just like realize that this day, first of all, the day is only 24 hours. Like there's always going to be a new day. What did Glorilla say? Every day the sun don't shine, but that's why I love tomorrow.
Oh, true.
Just be like optimistic and
Yeah.
like every situation ends, like even though it just feels like you're like drained and annoyed, like everything literally always works out. And every situation, every bad situation, every good situation always comes to an end. So like that's just how I think about it. But
So
yeah.
true.
What are some other forms of self-love?
So to sum up, instead of wasting your time, and I'm saying this is a waste of time, instead of wasting your time distracting yourself from work by going on your phone or like scrolling through social media, spend that time and use it as a break and do something you love or indulge in something that you love. And then it's gonna make you feel so much better. And it also reinforces self-love because you are giving yourself the time to do something that you enjoy. It's gonna help keep you sane and grounded. The more you do things that you love and are passionate about, the more you keep reinforcing that and keeping that in your life, it's gonna be more enjoyable for you.
Like, just do things to make your life a bit easier.
Right.
Like, you know, why scroll on your phone like Jalen's saying for
Yeah.
hours? Just get it done. You're gonna lessen your stress levels, your anxiety levels. Like, in the moment, we don't see it as like self-love or like taking care of ourselves, but it all relates back to that. Like, we just get what you need to get done so that you have more time for yourself, and that so you're making sure that your mental health is always like at least somewhat in check.
What did you ask earlier? What are some ways we
Some
self-love?
yeah, like some other ways. What are some other
Oh,
forms?
you know what? It's so fun to just dress up and get ready. And
Ooh.
like literally savor that time you have getting ready and just like also enjoy seeing yourself get all dolled up and put
Yeah,
together.
that's a good feeling, guys. Like when you just get like when you get dressed with your friends, you know, having a little cocktail, listening to music, and then you just look at the finished product and you're like, wow, I'm her. I'm that
Play some
girl.
music while you're getting ready, and you're just having the best
Yes.
time of your life.
Oh my gosh.
And you don't even have to go somewhere nice or even meet up with someone or a group of people. You can do this to go to the grocery store by yourself or to a
Literally.
cafe to just go for a walk. It's worth it. It's 100% worth it because it's like you, as long as you feel good about yourself, that's the goal.
Exactly. When you also when you look good, you feel good. I've been like thinking about that a lot. Like I just want to like dress up all the time. Like obviously some days you're like, okay, I'm literally running in for like some avocados. Like I
For
don't need
some
to. That's
avocados.
literally always why I'm in Walmart because
Wait, honestly, same. Well, oh my god, yeah, last night I ran in for some cherry tomatoes.
Stop! And you were there last night. Me too.
After my 9 p.m.
Oh
class.
my gosh! But yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, like you know, like just treat every opportunity, every ex oh my God, what is the word? Treat every situation. No, that's not it.
No, yeah, you got it.
Treat every situation as no. Treat every ex whoa, what is
I'm trying to help you
the
out too. I'm trying to think. Treat every any op no, treat any opportunity.
Bro, our
Treat any opportunity to go. No, they're right.
No, that's not it.
That's it. You got
Treat
it.
every exp whoa, okay. Guys, just dress nice wherever you go. Cause I don't know how to word this right now. It's blowing my mind. Like, what? Dang.
What else? Oh my God, journal. Sorry, I talk about this like every episode, but like, forgive me. It's so important. Journal, talk to yourself. I think
Talk
that
to
helps you.
yourself.
That helps you get in tune with yourself in general. Like it helps you, it grounds you and also helps you reflect on what is going on and what you've been neglecting, like what feelings and thoughts you've been neglecting. Yeah, I think that's a form of self-love, is that because you're the friend that's checking up on you. You're basically being
Exactly.
your own friend checking up on you, and you need that.
Exactly. Also, I think what you put into your body is also
Yes,
self-love.
nourish your body. Don't feed it with crap.
Exactly. Me as I drink my
It's
Starbucks
fine.
drink
As
with
long
a
as
million calories.
you don't overindulge in bad things.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while, because it is a treat. I was gonna say treat yourself, but like when you need it and when it's like not too much.
Exactly. Yeah, like honestly, when you eat better and like, you know, you're putting good things into your body and like working on your body, it
Your body's
honestly,
thanking
yeah,
you.
your body's thinking. You'll feel like your mind is more clear. Like your gut health is amazing. And when your gut health is amazing, like everything else in your body is just like working in your favor. But yeah, I strongly recommend that. I've seen big changes from that in my mood, just everything all around.
I think also, keeping up with good hygiene, like obviously that's like a thing, but I think when there's times when you're like in like the lows of your life, it's so hard to keep up with like really good hygiene. But I think like even after like a long shower, especially when I'm sad, or like kind of down, I feel cleansed, like spiritually and physically.
Yeah, and I feel like in the shower you also have like so much time to also like think and let everything out as well. And you're just like, yeah, like showers are like my peaceful place. I love that. Wait. Oh, also like you mentioned spoil yourself. That is also a form of self-love. Like spoil yourself. Like you work so hard and I know like it's hard these days with like the economy and everything's expensive and like if you're around our age and you're listening, like you're probably working a part-time job while balancing school or maybe you're a full-time job, but everything's just so expensive. So like we know it's hard to like, you know, to muster up like the strength to just like treat yourself. But honestly, if it's just like one item, like if you do like a big purchase for yourself like every 3 months, or it's something you've always wanted and you're working towards it, honestly, just get it. Like, don't get it if it's gonna put you in like a financial deficit, but if you're able to do it for yourself, like, do it, because you deserve it. Like, you know,
the hard work is being rewarded back to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Love yourself, guys.
Love yourself.
We're sending our love to you.
Yes.
Remember you. On this Valentine's Day, even though this will probably be released in March.
Yes. It's okay. We want you guys to feel loved and just know you're one of a kind. There's no one in this world like you, which is quite literally true. So just like love yourself, you know?
What are you gonna do to love yourself this week? You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take myself on a little date soon, and I'm gonna go to a cafe, order a nice matcha latte like I always do, a nice little treat, and then also get my work done, because I owe it to my anxiety. I think I'll make myself feel better by actually getting my work done that's overdue, and I'm gonna thank myself for that, and that's one way of loving myself. And then I'm going to read my book at a cafe. And then I'm going to go watch a movie. So I'll let you know if I actually do that.
But she's like,
it's reading week, so maybe I would. Hell yeah!
Oh my god, we have reading week.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
I know, right? Thank you. I'm like, okay, maybe I should grind. But like, we're gonna be okay.
It never ends.
We're gonna be okay. Don't think like that. What did we just discuss earlier?
Not me just saying it always ends. No, like it never ends.
In it, you know what?
You know what?
School's dragging you by the hair? No. You need to take your power back. I'm being for real.
I know.
Stop getting your hair dragged around by school.
Stop. She said, okay. I'm literally going to, you know what, this isn't fair right now, and I really don't think that school should have all this power over my brain right now.
Grades? No.
No. We can't go there.
You already know what I'm gonna say.
We can't go there right now. No.
I wish you could see it. Alexis is really losing her mind by the minute. Like, it's like she was like half sane beginning of the recording, and now she's like not in the room right now.
Hilarious. What am I gonna do this week?
You're gonna do your work and finish it all because you love yourself, and you're gonna, and by having that all completed, you're gonna be so proud that you got it all done, and you have nothing to be anxious or stressed about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What she said. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. You're right.
As long as it's submitted.
No. Yeah.
As long as you tried and it's submitted.
This is where we're at. I hope my parents don't listen to this. Please don't. But yeah, like, as long as it's submitted, like, you know,
that's fine. As long as you tried and it's submitted, it's fine.
Exactly. That's my problem. Like, I be trying to like perfect everything. Like, I don't have time to perfect everything. I have 7 essays due. Not literally, but like,
why don't you ask for help?
Who am I gonna help? Nobody wants to help me write.
I'll help you write.
You will?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'll help you with something.
I just need help writing. Like, that's the only thing. Like, you know, the little assignments, like blah blah blah, it's fine. But like, damn. You know what I started? You know how like crazy I'm getting? That like I stop calling essays, and I just say like an assignment, because the word essay is so intimidating to me.
Oh, it's a traumatic word.
It's a traumatic word. But if I just tell myself like, you know, it's just a written assignment, it's like, no biggie.
Your essay.
Friday.
You know what we're gonna do?
Mm-hmm. What?
Do you want another latte?
No.
Why?
Another one?
Another one and I'll pay for it, and then you're gonna be so happy and ready for the rest of the day.
That's so sweet.
Do you want to?
Sure. It's because you want another one.
Yeah, that too. But like, we need a post-recording treat. Like we all, oh my God, because we love ourselves, we've been getting a post-recording treat for
Yeah.
like some of the episodes we recorded.
It's
And it
really
feels
cute.
amazing
It
because it's a
does.
reward.
Guys, I'm tired.
All right, I think that's it for this episode.
Love you guys.
And we love Lexus's boyfriend because he brings her so much peace, apparently. When you say that, I'm like, oh my God, I wanna get there.
Does. He rings like
When I look at, sorry, not to be mean or judgmental, but I see some people, like I'll meet people and they're in a relationship and they're so stressed out. I'm like, girl, it's not supposed to be like
You
that.
shouldn't be stressed in a
Why are
relationship.
you stressed out?
You guys should be each other's peace, like, but
Exactly.
yeah, no, like, you guys are supposed to be each other's peace. You're not supposed to be stressed all the time in a relationship, you know? It's supposed to be like a friendship, you know? Just like
Yeah.
a deeper level of friendship. And that should be your
Yeah.
best friend, want to do everything
They
with.
should add value to your life, not
Yes.
take away, not, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, heavy on the add value.
You didn't tell us how you're gonna love yourself.
No, I thought you said it for me.
What did I say?
I'm gonna do my
Oh yeah.
schoolwork.
Anyways, yeah.
She said it.
She said it. I mean, I said it. So,
Anyway, sorry.
thanks for tuning in,
Thanks for tuning in.
and we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.